You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has today confirmed key details of the nationwide rollout of cameras on commercial fishing vessels. Up to 300 inshore fishing vessels will be fitted with this technology by the end of 2024, providing independent, accurate information about fishing activity and better evidence for decision making. I spoke to Honourable David Parker, the Minister for Ocean and Fisheries, on the matter, and I started off by asking him what the rollout entails and why it's important for fishing vessels.
Well, about 2016, there was an investigation by on behalf of the then national government into fishing practices following some release of some footage which appeared to show, or did show, some substantial discarding of fish and what's called upgrading, where you keep the most profitable fish and throw out the rest. Some of these practices were illegal, but they're hard to detect without a presence on the boat. You can't afford to have physical observers on boats. But technology now allows digital equivalents and automated cameras. And so we decided to do it for both that reason and also to try and improve outcomes for the minimisation of bycatch of large birds, albatrosses, petrels and dolphins. So those combination of reasons why we're pushing forward with cameras on boats now.
Yeah, now this technology is quite cutting edge and quite innovative, and it's also been mentioned that it will put us at the forefront of camera monitoring technology.
Yeah, so the camera's going on 300 inshore vessels, and they're wide range, some longliners, some trawl vessels. Doesn't apply to people that are pulling up and down pots because those risks aren't quite as large. Once we get 300 cameras rolled out, we'll have about 15% of the world's use of cameras on boats, which is pretty substantial for a little country like New Zealand, although we've got a big marine zone. And in order to make this practical and affordable, we've embedded the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning from the start so as to reduce the amount of unwanted footage and therefore the amount of footage that needs to be screened by people in order to determine whether things are going okay or not. So that combination of cutting-edge, you know, high-definition cameras, you know, the use of mobile networks to transmit the data when a fishing vessel is within range of mobile services, automatically downloading to the land-based servers, and the use of AI to both turn the cameras on to higher definition and store the relevant footage rather than all of the footage makes it leading edge in the world.
Yeah, now it's also positioned to incorporate future technology as well. So could we see almost an advancement within the sort of technology on fishing vessels?
Well, I think you could. I mean, this technology is just improving by the year already. You know, in one part of the west coast of the North Island, we're using a drone to monitor the behaviours and the presence of one of the rarest dolphins in the world, the Maui dolphin. So you can see that these automated technologies have a real place to get better outcomes. And we hope this will further burnish New Zealand's environmental credentials in respect of our fishing practices. You know, we have one of the leading fisheries management systems in the world. It's not perfect, but it's very good by world standards. And we think that burnishing those credentials further enables you to get the best price from the most discerning customers who are willing pay a premium for good environmental outcomes.
Yeah. Now, this also follows a rollout of cameras in 2019 on vessels operating in core Maui dolphin habitats and also builds on some works initiated in 2017 as well. So would you say that there's definitely a focus on keeping at-risk protected species protected, essentially?
Yes. Yeah, that's where we're going to roll the next cameras out first, is to the other areas which pose the greatest risk to dolphins. You know, we as a country have an incredible biodiversity. I don't know if most people realise that we're probably home to more of the species of large seabirds like albatross and petrels than any other country in the world. So we have a special responsibility to those animals, but also to the world, to look after what is within our guardianship. Now, it's not easy because some of these species wander very, very widely into international waters, into other countries' economic zones. So we can't overcome the problems of seabird bycatch by ourselves, but we can perhaps lead the way, minimise the bycatch in New Zealand, be open and transparent as to what is happening. There will be more transparency through these cameras. That will lead to better understandings of the best techniques to minimise seabird bycatch, for example, which will lead to better outcomes.
Yeah, and I guess this would also affect seafood products as well. Do you think this would encourage more sustainably sourced seafood products?
Well, yes, in the sense that a seafood product that causes damage to other parts of the ecosystem is unsustainable, so you've got to minimise those downsides. So yes, it will have that improvement. I don't want to leave the impression that any fisher tries to catch seabirds or dolphins. Everyone does their utmost to minimise those events. Some people do it better than others, and through this process we'll be able to learn that and bring forward the best practice for everybody.
Now, could we see any other vessels get cameras?
Well, it's quite expensive at this stage. The cost of this technology will decrease over time, we expect, but this is being deployed to vessels which collectively account for about 80% of the catch in our closer to shore inshore fishery. So it really knocks the top off that particular problem in a big way. In respect of some of the vessels that go deeper to sea, maybe cameras in the future will replace physical observers there, but at the moment those vessels more often have physical observers on board compared with the inshore fleet, where it's less economic to have an observer on smaller boats. But yes, it's possible, I suppose, that as this technology improves, you can see these things being increasingly automated and used more broadly.
Yeah, now there's also some public feedback being sought on these cameras, and I guess how they'd be prioritised and what level of contribution should be made by the industry?
Well, yes, we've already consulted on both of those issues. Those consultations have recently closed and we're analysing them now. I think broadly speaking, there's widespread support for the use of cameras, and I think there's pretty close agreement that if you're going to roll these things out, because you can't install them all at once, obviously, it's quite a big job for every fishing vessel. So you've got to prioritise those first. So we'll be doing about 50 by November this year when the new system goes live. And then by 2014, we'll have done the other 250 to get 300 boats done. And I think it is likely that we'll be prioritising those that pose the greatest risk to bycatch of mammals and seabirds. But as we do that, we're also enabling changes to fishing rules more broadly. The fishing rules historically have become quite confusing for fishers to comply with different rules as to whether fish should have a minimum size or whether they should be all taken ashore if caught. And so we're standardising those rules so that any fish that are caught, some limited exceptions, like some sharks produce ammonia, and if you put them in the hold with the other fish rather than throwing them back, you ruin all of the fish that you've caught. But other than those exceptions, in general, all fish that are caught have to be landed and accounted for through the QMS, so you won't be able to discard fish whether you thought they were going to live or die. And we think that's going to also encourage better fishing practices and a more sustainable outcome.
Now, those are all the main questions I had for you, David. Is there anything else you want to say that we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, I think it's careful that we don't pick on the commercial sector. There are some recreational fishing practices that I've found pretty surprising and have moved to control better too. There, a couple of years ago, or about a year ago, there was a reference to some species of fish that weren't within bag limits, and some people were plundering many hundreds of these at times delicate populations on successive days using new technologies like GPS technology. And so we've moved to tighten recreational bag limits to include all fish rather than just listed fish. We've also moved to really effectively, just except for a small area around the Coromandel and Little Barrier Island, we've closed the scallop fishery completely in New Zealand because it's in such a dire position. And in that case, it's not all down to fishing practices, although, you know, dredging with commercial dredges and recreational dredges, for that matter, using GPS technology has been much more efficient at times plundering the resource, so that's part of the pressure. But it's also land-based pollution from sediment and nutrient on land, polluting our inland, or you know, our waters close to shore, that has also been degrading those fisheries. So we've got some very complex challenges in New Zealand, but we've got to address them all.
That was Honourable David Parker, the Minister for Ocean and Fisheries, on the rollout of cameras on fishing vessels.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.